Another group of people, which shows how reform can sometimes actually bring trouble in its own wake. During the last years of the Qing dynasty, the dynasty itself, which was not staffed or ruled by fools by any means, realized that a lot of things were changing in China and that they needed to reform. And I'll talk about in a moment, just briefly, about some of the reasons that those influences to reform came from outside. But sticking with the people in China for a moment, one of the reforms that they carried out in the last years of their rule was the abolition of examinations. Now, to anyone sitting in a sixth form revision room, this might sound like a very attractive prospect, but it actually related to something very central to Chinese culture. For nearly 1,000 years, China had chosen its civil service bureaucrats by putting them into competitive anonymous examinations, years and years before anyone in the West was really using that sort of system to choose the bureaucracy. It was a reality in China from about the year 1000 onwards. The trouble was that not enough of the system had changed by the time we got to the 1900s, the 20th century, although there had, of course, been adaptations. Many of the questions were old-fashioned, they didn't really take account of the changing world that China was in, and they simply didn't seem to answer the kind of pressing social and political problems that the Chinese needed their government to deal with in the early 20th century. So in 1904, in an act of great suddenness, the Qing dynasty abolished the old exams and substituted instead exams in modern subjects, languages, math, science, and so forth. The problem was that large numbers of people had spent years, in some cases decades, preparing for the old exams. And also the way of life which they used to be able to enjoy, which was to pass the exams and then come into the bureaucracy, was being snatched away from them at very short notice. So you could argue that the 1911 revolution was partly underpinned by a whole bunch of dissatisfied exam candidates.